With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. About a dozen Montanans were in Spokane today to talk to Washington state lawmakers about legislation that would impact the Colstrip coal-fired power plant southeast of Billings. Eric Whitney reports.
Five Montana elected officials are in Spokane tomorrow to talk with Washington state lawmakers about the future of Montana's Colstrip power plant. Colstrip is partially owned by several utilities in Washington, which import electricity generated at the coal-fired power plant. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, is part of a movement to eliminate coal-generated electricity from his state's energy mix.
Governor Inslee has his views, then we have energy reality.
That's Washington State Senator Doug Erickson, the Republican chair of the committee that booked tomorrow's work session in Spokane.
And I think it's vital that we maintain a stable, long-term baseload energy supply in the Pacific Northwest, and Colstrip plays a major part in doing that.
Republican Montana State Senator Dwayne Ankeny from Colstrip will speak at the Washington work session. In this year's legislative session, he pushed for measures to defend Colstrip from any Washington state attempts to shut it down. Fellow Republican Senator Rick Ripley from Wolf Creek will be joining Ankeny, as will Democrats Cliff Larson of Missoula and Jim Keene from Butte. Also attending will be Montana Public Service Commissioner Bob Lake, a Republican.
The utility company in Washington that owns a big stake of the Colstrip coal-fired electricity plant in Montana is facing numerous challenges to keep it open. That's what it told Montana and Washington state lawmakers at a meeting today in Spokane.
Puget Sound Energy imports a lot of electricity from Colstrip, and Washington state regulators watch them closely to make sure they keep costs down. Company Vice President Steve Sechrist told lawmakers that the price of electricity from coal could go up significantly due to several factors, including new carbon dioxide limits proposed by the EPA in August.
Second, Carbon Washington. This is the environmental group pushing to enact a carbon tax by citizen initiative. This proposal would establish a carbon tax of approximately $25 a ton.
Washington's governor is also talking about a cap on carbon emissions that could affect Colstrip. Washington regulators are studying how much it would cost to shut down and clean up Colstrip. If it's cheaper to shut the plant down and buy electricity from other sources, hundreds of jobs at Colstrip could disappear. For MTPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Spokane.